This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Sunday he is dropping his re-election bid against Donald Trump. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodak-Wasaro reports it sent political shockwaves around the country and threw an element of turmoil into the election just months before voters go to the polls.
This was kind of expected, but it was also sort of a surprise. I mean, a large part of the Washington political circle have been speculating that he might announce it this weekend, but nobody knew for sure until it happened.
Hear more from White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodak-Wasaro on VOA's International Edition. U.S. President Joe Biden dropped out of the 2024 race after last month's disastrous debate inflamed age concerns. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Biden backed Vice President Kamala Harris.
Democratic strategist Nathan Daschle says he made the right call.
I think President Biden decided that he needed to put the country first. He needed to put the party first. And that the most important thing was defeating former President Trump.
He says it could not have been easy for Biden, being pushed out by members of his own party, but endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris says a lot.
While it's not certain that the nominee will be Vice President Harris, she certainly starts off the strong position.
Daschle says Harris's job now, shoring up delegates ahead of the Democratic convention next month so she wins the nomination. I'm Julie Walker.
Donald Trump and running mate J.D. Vance on Sunday slammed the record of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as Biden bowed out of the White House race and sought to pass the torch to his number two. The Republican presidential candidate Trump on Truth Social wrote, quote, crooked Joe Biden was not fit to run for president and certainly